And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, our top story comes from several states where voters are about to decide on legalizing marijuana. And we're not talking about just a little weed here. THC levels, they've skyrocketed in recent years from 2% in the 90s to up to 95% in some products today. I mean, is this really what our communities need right now? Now get this, a lead psychologist at that controversial Tavistock Hospital Trust, you know, the home of the famous gender clinic for kids, well, this guy has pled guilty to grooming a schoolboy. But here's the kicker, he's still free to practice psychology. You know, when pedophiles are getting slaps on the wrist and people posting mean tweets are getting jail time, you know there is seriously something wrong going on. And speaking of something wrong going on, to California now, where a social justice academy being run by a school district is teaching elementary kids to disavow whiteness and embrace transgender ideology. Look, it's been a long time since I've been in third grade or have had a kid in third grade, but I don't remember it being a crash course for critical race theory or gender studies. Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought kids that age were a little bit more concerned with recess than reimagining society. Virginia now, a school board is paying out nearly $600,000 to a teacher who was fired for not using transgender pronouns. Peter Vlaming, who taught in the district for 7 years, refused to use pronouns inconsistent with a student's biological sex. You know, being honest and forthright. Some concerning news now, only 35% of evangelicals think they're ready to share biblical truths, according to a new poll. Look, Jesus said, make disciples of all nations. He didn't say, wait until you're ready. And I get the apprehension, but teach what you know while also continuing to learn. Don't allow fear to hinder you from sharing your faith. To Ohio now, where a school district has dropped an off-campus Bible lesson program for students. The Westerville City Board had voted to rescind the policy, which allowed around 300 children to receive Christian instruction off campus. This wasn't even happening on the school grounds, but they still felt the need to shut it down. I mean, when schools start to micromanage what kids are learning off campus, maybe it's time to start asking the question, who's really in charge of your children's education? And finally, let's end with a bit of encouraging news. U.S. Pastor David Lin has returned home after nearly 17 years of wrongful detention in China. That's encouraging, but also let's remember to keep praying for our persecuted brothers and sisters all over the world. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Hey, if you want more, make sure you download Fortis Plus or sign up to be a Fortis Insider for exclusive content. You can do that right now at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.